Hi, my name is Teddy.
And you're listening to Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy. I'm using the Ascension Press Great Adventure Kids Catholic Bible Chronicles. The use of the Catholic Bible Chronicles has been granted by Ascension. You can find it online at their website, ascensionpress.com. This podcast is a production of Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy and is not reviewed or endorsed by Ascension. Welcome to our 10th day of reading together. I'm so thankful for you joining me. We'll begin with an opening prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the gift of life so we can do things we love like sports and spending time with our families and friends. All for your glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will be reading A Mysterious Priest Blesses Abram. It is based on Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. A mysterious priest blesses Abram. Why did God call Abram to journey to the land of Canaan? Why did the people of the world need to be blessed? And why by Abram and his family? When we remember creation, the Garden of Eden, and all that our first parents had been promised and what they lost through their disobedience, we might see the answer. It's not that complicated. God had not given up on us. Yes, creation was broken. The people had scattered. Even after the new beginning of the flood, discord entered the world again. Human beings fought and wandered far from God's love. But that is not what God had created us or any of this world for. In the beginning, he had looked out on every bit of creation and declared it to be good, like an artist. What he had created reflected his mind, his love, his wisdom, truth, and beauty. And he had fashioned a special creature, man and woman, made in his very own image, to care for creation and share his life forever. To bring us back to him, to heal creation, to forgive the sins of his children, to open the gates of paradise once again. No, God had not forgotten. God would not leave us orphaned along with our proud. No, he would give us another chance to use our freedom the way he had intended. And it would begin with Abram's act of faith and trust. It would begin with one man's yes. So Abram and his family set forth. They started the long walk south from Haran to the land of Canaan, the promised land, and Abram built altars to the Lord where he and his kin could offer thanks, one in a place called Shechem and another in Hebron. Of course, the journey was not along deserted roads and desolate empty lands. Other people had settled in these lands, and in the time they came into conflict with Abram and his family. Once several kings waged battles against them, taking Lot and others prisoner, and Abram set forth, fought those kings, and won Lot's freedom. When Abram returned, it was time, as it always is, to give thanks to God for his help and his blessing. But it wasn't Abram who built the altar or offered sacrifice this time. It was another priest who was also a king. His name was Melchizedek. This is quite exciting. God is willing to work in our lives if we simply say yes, just like Abram. God works in our lives in mysterious ways that are unknown to us and connects people that may not know each other to do miraculous things by simply trusting Him. This is how He wants us to use our freedom. This reminds me of how when I was interested in becoming a better goalie in hockey, I simply had to tell my parents and coaches what I desired to do and be willing to work hard every time I step onto the ice. By showing up every time and working hard, I have found a great team who provides us with great training and coaches to help me meet my goal of being a better player to help my team win. God has all of the power to use our skills that we are born with for His plan, but He needs us to say yes and to continue to give Him our best effort and do not turn away like Adam and Eve. Next time, we will continue the story about the mysterious priest blessing Abram. Thanks for listening and praying with me today in Kids Bible NA Your Teddy Podcast. Make sure you smash that subscribe button so you can join me next time.